Okay, Yashkoyach, beautiful as always. I just want to add 2 points, Birshuschem. So number one, Shabbos is Mekoyra Brocha, as you mentioned over there. And the Chofetz Chaim was clearly about Ruach HaKodesh. And different people came for brochas, having children like Nebuch. They had Agmas Nefesh, they had pain with one of the children, it was Parnosa, it was different things. And the Chofetz Chaim looked at them and said, like, Shabbos is the source of the brocha. You don't keep Shabbos. How do you think you'll be able to get those brochas? Start to keep Shabbos, you'll see it'll fall into place. So that is somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos to start to keep Shabbos, but somebody who is mischazik, who strengthens his Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, to a different level. He starts to learn Hilchos Shabbos, and he does different tikkunim, he upgrades his Shabbos, so that he's going to upgrade the brochas. So that is number one. Then the people that have different challenges and they need extra brocha, so the Gedolim, the Chofetz Chaim, and lately Rabbi Leib Steimer, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, they all said to be mekabel Shabbos 10 minutes early. So in the summer, that's not such a big trick, but in the winter, that is not so easy. But to do that is a tremendous gulas yeshuas, brochas and besuos teyus. And it seems from the Sforim that once a person adds 10 minutes to the Shabbos, so he, she adds brocha in the world. Because till now, that time was choil, that was weekday, and I changed that into Shabbos, so I added more brocha into the world. So Hashem appreciates that, and that is special zman tefillah, those 10 minutes, to daven for the things that they need to daven. So that is another point. Then about the point that on Shabbos we don't daven for refuahs and we don't daven for parnosa, because those things can bring a person to cry. But it says in the Svarim HaKdoshim that we have got, let's say, in Shemoneh Esrei, in the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, we daven for refuahs by refuahinu and we daven for parnosa by baruch oleinu. And on Shabbos we don't have those brochas, and we shouldn't be davening for those things because that can bring a person to cry. But the Sfor Magdashim say that there's two parts in davening. There's bakoshes, asking, requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there is hoidor, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and shvach, and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a lot of times, tefillahs, we need special schuyas that they should accept the tefillahs. For sure, every tefillah works, but like the level that it works depends in a lot of things. Masha ain't Cain, but it's different when it comes to shvach v'hidor, that if we thank Hashem, or we mishabeach, we praise Hashem, so that those tefillahs always go in. There's nothing can stop that. So, and we have in the praises, excuse me, in the praises to Hashem, a few times we mention refuahs and panos and different yeshuas. Let's say in Yoitzia, before Kiyashma, we say over there, Kiul v'adoy morem kudosh poyel gevurois oise chadoshois bal melchomois zorea tzedokois matzmiach yeshuois. He brings yeshuas. Redemptions, Bayre Refuahs, he brings healing, Adon Aniflois. So, HaMechadish B'tuva V'chayam Tomid Maras Bereishis. So we say over there a lot of special praises to Hashem. So it says in the Svarim that if a person needs a Refuah, or a different Yeshua, whatever it is, and he has that in mind over there, so that can be done also on Shabbos, and those tefillahs in the middle of the week and on Shabbos can be more powerful than regular bakoshes. Also, we've got in Shemoneh Esrei, we've got in the second brocha, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, Semich Neuflim V'Roifei Choylim, So over there again, we can have different kavonis over there. We can have different things in mind in the weekday and also on Shabbos. So even though on Shabbos we shouldn't be davening for refuas and panosa, but to have it in mind over there, we can do that, and then that can be very helpful. Hashem should help everyone. Gulas v'yishuas. Kol tov.